All right, everyone. Good evening and good morning to some of you guys that are calling from across the pond. This is Ryan Yukomi. I am your host for the Ignite Your Business Thursdays call. And tonight we're going to talk about how to stop people pleasing and increase your focus and your income. Super excited to talk to you guys tonight and really appreciate you taking time out of your busy holiday schedule. So this is going to be a 30-minute call. It's also going to be an interactive call, so I may call on you guys sometimes throughout the call, and what we're going to do is the first 18 to 20 minutes is going to be a training, and then we're going to jump into a little visualization session because I believe that all the answers are already inside of you. So my intention on these calls is to help pull them out and help you become aware of your brilliance and your power by asking yourself some questions and have me guide you through that. So this is going to be a really great call. I've talked to a lot of people in our community, and there's a common theme. And the common theme is that there's a lot of you that fall into this idea of people-pleasing, and it's literally stopping you from making more money. It's sucking up your time, your freedom, and your happiness. So if that is you, then you are going to absolutely love this call. I want to remind everyone that these calls are recorded, and they're placed up on my site at ryanyukomi.com. You can catch all of the previous replays. I think we've got about 6 or 7 calls up there right now. So for those of you listening to me for the first time, I am the CEO of Money and Miracles Breakthrough Coaching. And also, some of you know me from the Work From Home Summit series I put on August and September. We had a whole bunch of experts interviewed over the course of 21 days. And I'm currently living in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. For those of you that don't know where that is, no, it does not snow a lot here. Even though it is Canada, we're like 3 hours up from Seattle, so it rains an absolute ton. So this training, guys, is so, so, so critical for you. I really want you to hear me out on this. This was something that stopped me for a long time because I'm going to tell you how it affected my network marketing business. I will tell you how it has been able to change my coaching business and just overall happiness of making decisions instead of people-pleasing. So let me ask you guys a few questions here. I want to know just on the line if you ever find yourself getting distracted easily into other people's stuff, whether it's their drama or their life issues. You know, do you ever get caught up in other people's stuff? You know, do you ever try every day to make money, but you can't because you're pulled into other people's drama, or you do get distracted, or you do people please in your personal life, and you find yourself having no time and not able to take the action you wanted to take by the end of the day because you were busy running around helping other people with their stuff, right? And maybe, you know, you're just not getting ahead because you're constantly giving your power away. I get it. I totally, totally get this. This is one of my mentors, Debbie Ford, says that she believed people-pleasing is the number one epidemic in the world, bigger than any health epidemic, bigger than anything disease in the world. She believes that people-pleasing is the number one problem. And I'm going to tell you why we people-please, also how to get over it, and then we're going to get into the visualization session. So for me, I want to start off with a little bit of a story. I would say yes to everything and everyone, if you guys can relate. I would say yes to pretty much everything and everyone. So I had to learn to say no. That's hard. I had to learn to say no. And that is a concept that we're not taught. Because a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't say no to people because you wouldn't want to offend them. So you should always put a smile on your face and always say yes to things you don't always want to do because you wouldn't want to offend someone. So I would say I had trained myself from a very young age to always say yes, even when I wanted to say no so bad, and built resentment afterwards. So when we got started in network marketing, when we ran up the first time to a six-figure income in 10 months, this is what I did. I was a huge, huge people pleaser. And so we had a couple of really strong leaders at that time, one in Alberta and one in Indiana. And these were great guys. And I would take on the role of doing everything for these people because on a really deep level, I felt if I didn't take care of them, that they might quit. And I was really afraid of that. And so I thought, well, I better take care of these guys and I better be nice to them and I better do everything for them so, you know, nothing bad happens. So I would take on three-way calls, fly out there, do hotel events, be helping them over Skype trainings. You know, we did a lot of live hotel events. We spent thousands and tens of thousands of dollars traveling to help everyone. I would be working with their people within their teams, within their teams, within their teams, within their teams, within their teams. And I was all over the place spreading myself so thin. Not only people pleasing to these two gentlemen, but their entire organization. And so what happened to me is I got completely burnt out. And not only did I get burnt out, but what happened to me is I wasn't developing leaders. I wasn't developing leaders. And if you're not developing people, and this is what we're doing on this call, then people don't learn the foundations on how to create success on their own because they're always having people do it for them. So we literally built up a couple of organizations that were doing, you know, $80,000 in sales each month in each business, so $160,000 a month in sales. And I had people pleased a lot of my way all the way to that. Now, I can't take all of the credit, obviously, because they put in a lot of work too as well. But when it came to the time where they could take control of their business and run it, I would people please and take over the control and say, no, I got this. Don't worry. I will do this call for you. I got your back. I've got you covered. And I would give so much of myself. And then I get burnt out and I hit the wall. And this happened month after month after month after month until eventually it reached a point where their businesses got so big that I couldn't manage the people that were coming in, because so many people were coming in. They couldn't manage it because I never developed them as people and helped them develop their skill sets. And then so their businesses started going backwards. And that was such a learning lesson for me that I need to give up control, stop people-pleasing, and learn to help people develop themselves by being a resource, a tool, and a facilitator for their success. And that's what these calls are. That's why I do these calls for you guys. I used to do calls like these very different in the past. But now these calls are really all about you. They're out about, you know, the answers all are already inside of you. So I did that, you know, when we ran out to that first round of success in network marketing. And this is basically what happened. There's kind of two analogies. So if you guys deal with people who are victims of their circumstances, especially when you fall into a space of people pleasing, you want to give so much yourself to help people, right? There's two types of people that I say, and my coach taught me this. She says the first type of person will come up to you with a plate of spaghetti and literally throw it in your face, and it'll be like, wham, here's all my problems, slap it up in the side of your face and be like, help me. That's one type of person. And because I was a major people pleaser, I would say, no problem. I wore the mask of the savior. So I would rush in with spaghetti dripping down my face and meatballs and sauce and noodles and say, what can I help you with? Let me help you. I will save you because I'm the people pleaser, whatever it takes. And I would save those people. And the other person was a little bit more reserved. They'll walk up to you with a plate of spaghetti, but they won't throw it in your face. They'll say, oh, look at this beautiful plate of spaghetti. It's just there, and it's kind of a mess here. You can have my spaghetti, but they're not looking to throw it in your face, but they'll still hand you all their problems. And again, me being the savior, I'm sure you guys can relate as people pleasers, will rush in and go, oh, I'll help you. I'll save you. I've got all the answers to all your problems. So I would rush in, and I would save them. And I was putting out fires all over the place in business, and I wasn't giving the control to other people to help them develop as people. So not only was I being a people pleaser, I was also trying to be a savior to help everyone, and everyone that was coming to me with their problems because I wasn't allowing them to develop as people, if that makes sense to you guys. So the spaghetti analogy is a fascinating analogy to me because I learned that if somebody comes to me with that, they're crossing my boundaries, and I have a choice whether to respond and how I want to respond to those individuals. In fact, as a coach, if I get an email from one of my clients that I get spaghetti in the face, I just don't email them back. These are paying clients. I will wait until they respond to me with a different email, then I will respond to them with that. I had a very similar situation recently with an existing teammate, and the response was not the best response. So I don't respond back. You know, I say, okay, if he wants to come back to me with a different way, then sure. And he did. And so I will respond to a different response once he comes back, not throwing spaghetti in my face or not sliding a plate of spaghetti for me to deal with. And that's setting boundaries, right? That's setting boundaries. And so I want to talk to you guys about why people-pleasing will really affect you. So when I started my coaching business, what I learned is if people are investing money, they're committed to change. They're saying, I want to play full out. Now, some of the people that I was working with, I'm sure we have a lot of network marketers on the line, they weren't investing that much money. We're talking 47, 49 bucks, you know, sometimes a little bit more. But they didn't have enough skin in the game to go through their personal shit. So they would stay in a victim mode, and I would come in to save them as a people pleaser and a savior. So you guys have to make sure and be aware, hey, am I crossing my own boundaries trying to people please people, right? Am I going trying to be the savior and save every single person under the sun? Because on some level, it makes me feel good about myself, which is control. So let's talk about people pleasers. They're fascinating people. And here's why. Because I truly believe at the core level, people pleasers have good intentions. We do. We have good intentions to help people. However, everything we do is selfish. Everything a people pleaser does is selfish. Here's why. Because people pleasers are driven by the need to constantly give, but they're seeking validation from giving to others. So what they really do is say, here, let me give you all this time and energy and love and help and conversation or gifts and support. And mentally, where no one can see, they're making a checklist on everybody they've helped. And if they don't receive the validation, the love, and the support back to the person that they gave it to, they build resentment. And it is bad resentment. I know. I did it. They build deep, dark resentment towards that person. And that's the cycle of people-pleasing. So people-pleasers only understand that the way for them to be loved is to ignore their own needs, their own wants, cross their own boundaries, and seek the love and validation through giving, 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 giving. I mean, you will see, it's crazy. I see this in business all the time now because I used to do this. People will, you know, rack their credit cards and buy things for people or invest money into people that they don't have to people please. They will go out of their way and give time to people that they don't have to people please. They will give so much to themselves to the point where they're burnt out. Like I said, I know I did this for years. So what is the challenge with this big thing? Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, if you have teammates, if you have clients, if you have a web design company, if you're, you know, whatever you do for a living to make money, you will eventually reach a place where you build resentment and you are completely burnt out. And what you're really seeking is that validation and that love and that acceptance of wanting to get that from the people that you're giving to. And you're giving, giving, giving so much of yourself. So let me tell you guys how you can break this cycle, because much of it is unconscious. If you want to go to a deep level, like a really deep level, most people pleasers had a crisis growing up as a child. There was some trauma, some significant event growing up, abandonment, you know, parents could have got divorced, abuse, it could be anything. Not feeling loved, not feeling wanted, and at that young age, we developed a belief that the only way to receive love is if I completely cross my boundaries, give everything I have to other people in hopes to receive that love, and if I don't, then I'll build resentment and anger towards that person. So typically that's how it usually starts. My mom openly talks about this. I love her to death. She had a crazy, crazy childhood. I mean, you know, walking herself and her sister to school when they were like 5 and 7 years old because her mom was at home drinking, you know, and completely drunk and couldn't even, you know, drive a car, let alone walk down the street. you know, abuse and all kinds of things. And so my mom grew up being a people pleaser. That's one of the traits that I took on from her, is she would give so much of herself, and then she would blow up at us as kids when we grew up, because she would give, and then she wouldn't get it in return, right? And she's learned to, like, become aware of this and heal this part of herself, and I love her to death. I just spent a couple hours with her last night, and she's such an amazing woman. And I can tell you that if you have a big heart to help people, she does as well. It's learning to set your boundaries with still having a big heart. You can give back to your team, to your business, to your community, to people, but you have to learn to set your boundaries to take care of yourself first so you don't build resentment towards other people. So I'm going to give you guys some steps here that you can apply and be able to move forward. So how do you get focused, and how do you start growing a business? How do you start making money, right, if you're a people pleaser? How do you change your business and your life? Well, the first thing is you have to develop a strong point of view. And this is setting your boundaries. You have to develop a strong point of view. You want to write this down. And your strong point of view is learning to set the boundaries of what you feel is right and what you feel is wrong. So if you find yourself rushing in to be the savior, to save people all the time because you want to people please, recognize within yourself if you're crossing your own boundaries. And recognize if you're doing this for them to actually help them, or are you doing this because on some level, if you don't help them, you'll feel guilty. That's a big sign. There's a difference between helping people from your heart and helping people because you'll feel guilty, or helping people because you're seeking the validation, the love from them. And this is a big thing in business, guys. This isn't like just, you know, we're not sitting on the couch here and Dr. Phil and having a therapy session. This is like, this shows us in business with people. We do these things. This is human behavior. We'll do these things. We'll burn ourselves out. We'll build resentments, all that stuff. So you have to recognize, are you crossing your boundaries? And you do that by developing your strong point of view. And developing your strong point of view leads to the second part, learning to say no. Learning to say no, which is a hard thing for a lot of people, is learning to say no. Not only that, but what I've also learned is, as you progress through this and you start to say no to people, and you know when you get that feeling, oh, I really want to say no to this. Some friends asked us to go to the bar, and I really don't want to go, but I feel guilty if we don't because they paid for dinner last time, and oh, okay, whatever, we'll just go. We'll just go. It's fine. We'll just go. No big deal. Right there, you crossed your boundaries. You didn't want to go. So why would you people please and go? Right? So I had a client the other day I was talking to, and she has this woman that she's not really overly crazy with, and they've kind of had it out a little bit, and they're both in business and competing businesses. And she was asking me, she says, do I have to be nice to her? She's like, do I still have to like her post? Do I still have to comment on her Facebook stuff? I'm like, no, why are you doing that? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, stop people pleasing. It's not serving you. So we have to learn to say no. That is something that my mentor taught me. You have to learn to say no to people. And sometimes that's hard. And I get you guys go after success and you're afraid of rejection. But the other side to that is for you learning to say no to the things that don't line up with what you really want out of your life. And if you have people, I remember one of my mentors, when she first started doing this, all of her family members would come to her because she would babysit for them. She would babysit for them. And they would come to her and always for free. They'd be like, oh, you know, so-and-so, you're going to babysit for me, no problem. Well, when she stopped people-pleasing, she started to learn to say no. And the first time she said no to her family, she said, I swear their jaw dropped to the floor. Because they're like, what do you mean no? You say yes to me every time. And she's like, no, I have to say no. So she said she had to learn and train her family members that she's saying no to them, because it was so expected that she was just going to say yes. So not only will you have to train yourself to say no, but you'll also have to train the people around you that you're developing a strong point of view and saying no. And you do that by just explaining, hey, listen, I appreciate you. I love you. I've been doing this for so long, and I really got to take care of myself right now. So, you know, obviously I would love, want to help. I still want to help you out sometime. Right now I'm really focusing on working on myself. And that's developing your strong point of view and setting boundaries. When your boundaries are crossed, you'll build resentment and you'll get pissed. Next step is following your white rabbit. You guys ever seen The Matrix? So The Matrix movie, Neo is told to follow the white rabbit. And the white rabbit is your intuition. If you follow the white rabbit, you will always be led to great things. So listen to your intuition. Trust. Does this feel right? Right? Does this feel right? It's like if you're going to get on a phone call with someone and they're asking for your help or a business meeting or a one-on-one, and you feel in your heart, does it feel right? Something's off about that. Follow that. Don't cross your boundaries. Learn to build that muscle. It's like if you go to the gym, you start working, you know, your muscles, they tear and they build on top of each other. It's painful. Building your intuition is like a muscle. It's learning to trust it. The more you trust it, you reinforce your ability to follow it. And now you can be guided to follow the white rabbit, which will lead you to some really cool things in life. So I'll recap really quick. Number one, develop your strong point of view, set your boundaries. Number two, learn to say no and train the people around you to say no. Number three, follow your white rabbit. Follow your intuition because that will always lead you to the right place. Okay, let's get into a visualization. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I can totally feel your energy and you're beautiful and amazing. So let me grab a drink of water real quick. Okay. So I want you guys to write down whatever comes up for you. There's no wrong answer. This is your time. I'm going to ask you 7 questions here, and you're going to learn a lot about yourself right now. So grab your pen and piece of paper. Write down whatever comes up for you. So big, deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. One more. And exhale. And just let all the stress go from the day and just be totally present with me right now. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you find yourself people-pleasing? A scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you rarely ever do it, and 10, you do it all the time, all the time. How often do you find yourself people-pleasing in life? Now, when you go into people-pleasing, how do you feel after you people-pleased? Do you feel violated? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel happy? Do you feel joyful, like you gave back? You beat yourself up. How do you feel the moment after you've decided and you know you've people-pleased? When you find yourself people-pleasing, what is it costing you? Does it cost you your happiness in that moment? Does it take you out of flow? When you find yourself not wanting to go meet that person or call that person or do that thing for that friend and you say yes anyways, does it cost you money, time, joy, freedom? What's it cost you? And when you really want to say no to someone, but you say yes instead, how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? What are the emotions behind that? When you really, in your heart, you wanted to say no, and all of a sudden you find yourself at a restaurant with people where you didn't really want to go, or you find yourself heading to a business opportunity with a new friend that you didn't really want to go to. What happens when you people please and you say yes when you really want to say no? You fight it. You get pissed off with yourself. You beat yourself up with the negative self-talk, talk and chatter and say, "Oh, I shouldn't. Why did I do that? Why did I say yes to this? I didn't want to say yes to this." What do you say to yourself after you people please? And if you were to say no and followed your intuition, what will become available to you? If you were to say no and followed your intuition, what would become available to you? Would you feel liberated? Would you feel free? Would you be riddled with guilt? What would happen? What would become available? Would you free up your time? Would you grow a backbone, a spine, an opinion, a strong point of view? What would become available to you? What thought, belief, or toxic emotion must you release to start voicing your truth, your strong point of view? What thought, belief, or toxic emotion must you release? Oh, I don't want to feel guilty. Oh, I don't want to hurt people. Oh, I don't want that person not to like me. I'm indebted to that person. What thought, belief, toxic emotion must you let go of and start voicing your truth? Now, when you find yourself people-pleasing throughout this week, throughout this month, aka welcome to Christmas, welcome to the holidays with family, if you find yourself people-pleasing, will you allow yourself to voice your truth? Will you allow yourself to set your boundaries? Will you allow yourself to say no when you want to say no? Will you allow yourself to? And just answer yes or no. If the answer is no, then business is normal. Don't expect anything to change. But if you said yes, then ask yourself, what is the number one action step that you can take this week to move yourself forward? The number one action step. Is it when something comes up, when you have that ability to people please, you are going to say no? Is that the action step this week? You are going to voice your truth. You're going to follow your intuition. You are not going to be pulled into other people's stuff anymore. What is the number one action step you're going to take this week? Decide it this week. It's Christmas in 7 days. Decide it this week. And give yourself some love. Acknowledge yourself for doing this hard work and going through this process. I'm really proud of you. So I want everyone to come out of that. Take a big, deep breath. And just know you're worthy. You guys are all worthy on this line. You guys are all in your space of power. Nobody can take you out of that unless you allow them to. Now is the time to step into your authentic space of power. Rock your business. Change your life because you guys are all worthy of it, okay? So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I hope everyone has an amazing holiday season and Christmas Eve and rolling into New Year's. We won't be doing a call, obviously, next week because it's Christmas Day. And I want to remind you guys that all these calls are recorded. Go to RyanNewcomey.com and make sure, big, big, big news, that we just launched a new video series called Ask Away, and we're hosting the videos, a new video every Monday on YouTube for free. So subscribe to my channel at YouTube.com/RyanNewcomey, and I'll be uploading a new video every single Monday. If you have questions that you want me to answer inside that video, just send me an email, ryan@ryanucomey.com, and I will gladly answer your question if you're chosen. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Hope you all have an amazing holiday season, and we will talk to you guys on the 1st of January. Have a wonderful night, guys. Love you guys.